Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Robert Crace, the number one New York Times bestselling author, who's out with his latest offering, A Dangerous Man. It's an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel, two Los Angeles PIs. The book opens with Joe Pike at his local bank when he witnesses a young bank employee, Isabel Rowland, being kidnapped in broad daylight during her lunch break. Joe makes the rescue, the kidnappers are arrested, but after the kidnappers post bond, these abductors are murdered, and Isabel once again goes missing. So Joe enlists his pal Elvis Cole not only to try to find Isabel, but to find out why this seemingly normal, everyday young woman is such a high-value target for a kidnapping. Robert, this isn't the typical PI case where a client hires Pike to work a case, so what's the driving force between Pike and Cole getting involved in this caper?
Pure happenstance. Joe Pike, he's at the bank, just the way you or I would be at the bank. He takes care of business, leaves, returns to his car, and that's when he sees the teller who helped him walk out and be abducted. Joe being Joe, he has to do something, so he intercedes and saves her. Pardon me. That appealed to me because I was thinking, you know, these guys, Elvis and Joe, they have lives outside of their professional life. And the notion that Joe would witness something that just happened, and because he's Joe Pike, because it is in his nature. He's hardwired to save and protect, that he would insert himself and do something. He wouldn't just be the idle bystander, that he would actually take an action. I really wanted to explore that. I wanted to show what it meant to a person with that mindset, meaning Pike, and I think the book does that.
He could have just made sure the arrest was made and then walked away, and, you know, Elvis could have never become involved. So what is it about their relationship that made this so important for Elvis as well?
Well, these guys are longtime friends, but more importantly, I think they're a kind of a brother, or at least they share a brotherhood. They trust each other completely. They work as a team, and that's what happens here. You know, Joe's more of a straight-ahead plow forward type of personality. Elvis is really the one who's the trained investigator. So when Joe gets involved in trying to find Isabel, there are some things that he's not equipped to do, but Elvis is more equipped to do. You know, work the system, track down clues, things like that. So the book, in a way, becomes split. Joe is on the scene following in a straight line after Isabel from bad guy to bad guy to bad guy. Elvis is running a parallel track doing the detective work that helps Joe and assists Joe in trying to uncover what's happening and locate the young woman. That way they form a whole, because that's truly what they are, two parts of the same whole. And I love that closeness about them. I love the fact that they work like that hand in hand. They're a team of two.
Working as a PI in Los Angeles, access to information that only the police have is essential. And so Pike and Cole have this insider at the LAPD, John Chen. He's a criminalist. For someone getting information from a police department, a criminalist must be more valuable to a PI than, say, a detective or a beat cop, right?
Well, in many cases, especially when it comes to breaking forensic evidence from a crime scene. You know, in this book, A Dangerous Man, once Isabel is kidnapped the second time, the entire novel happens in fewer than 24 hours. So it's a high-speed, forward-moving case. And the crime scenes are still fresh. There's still police officers at the crime scene. John Chen is being a criminalist, is the natural source to get them clues, to get them going ahead of the cops.
And Chen is fairly well developed in the book. We learn he's basically a lonely guy. He'd like to have more notoriety. So do Pike and Cole know that and exploit it when they get information from him?
Well, yeah, they do. John is one of my more popular characters. I get tons of fan mail about John Chen. I've used him in several books. He's a classic nerdy type of science science type criminalist. He has extremely low self-esteem, and in many ways, he idolizes Joe Pike. Joe, who to John is this, you know, tall, dark, handsome, supremely confident, superhuman, is everything that John feels that he's not. Of course, you know, that isn't really true, but John has such low self-esteem. That's how he sees the world. And I really enjoy that aspect of their friendship, because it is a friendship, because as John realizes in this novel, in all the years they've known each other, Joe Pike has never once been disrespectful to him. Joe has always treated him with respect. And from John's point of view, Joe is maybe the only person who's ever treated him that way. So their friendship, though they are two really different people, their friendship runs very, very deep. And I think that's why John Chen makes the sacrifices that he makes in this book.
Well, the abducted woman, Isabel, has a best friend, Carly, whose stubbornness rivals that of Joe Pike. So does Pike see a lot of himself in Carly?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think on some level there is that similarity, because as Isabel's best friend, you know, Carly is in many ways, you know, the Elvis side of the Joe Elvis relationship. But at the same time, Joe knows there's no one quite like Joe Pike. And I think Joe is on the outside. And I think if you pin Joe down, and I don't believe he thinks this much to verbalize it, but there's the world we all live in, and then there's Joe Pike's world that's sort of a half a step outside of our world. He knows who he is, and he knows what he can do and what he's capable of. And people like Carly and Isabel, I think on some level, Joe knows his role in the world is to protect people like Carly and Isabel. I think he admires her. I think he appreciates her loyalty to her friend. And if Joe finds something to admire about you, you're in like Flynn. I mean, he'll do anything at all for you.
I'm chatting with Robert Crace, the New York Times bestselling author, who's out with his latest book, A Dangerous Mind. It's an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel that's available now wherever your fine books are sold. Robert, there's some territorial battles in this book, not only between the PIs and the LAPD, but between the PIs and the feds. And I don't want to say what department, because I think I'd give too much away, but are these battles unavoidable, or are they all a function of differing personalities?
I think they're completely a function of personalities. You know, over the year, this is the 18th Elvis Cole, Joe Pike book, my 22nd novel. They're all crime novels, so I've researched every aspect of law enforcement. It's sort of an ongoing study of mine, meaning state, federal, local, all the different major national organizations. In the main, these organizations work hand-in-hand with each other. They're used to it. I mean, it's a daily occurrence for them, so it becomes normal. But I also know that it varies by personality. You know, there are instances in any locale around the states where you might have a very real conflict between a local authority and a federal authority. The feds move in. The feds have all the weight. Sometimes the local authority feels like their toes are stepped on. So there's a bit of that in A Dangerous Man, too, but also some cooperation.
You began your writing career writing TV scripts for shows like Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, Miami Vice. How does writing dialogue in a novel compare to writing for television?
For me, it's very similar. You know, you're right. I wrote for shows like Hill Street Blues, Cagney and Lacey, Miami Vice. I mean, I feel like a Trivial Pursuit question for 80s television. But I think of those years as my writing school. I mean, I was fortunate to write for high-quality shows with terrific actors and writers and producers. For me, and I was a baby writer at the time, I was a sponge for everything I could learn. So the same work and effort that went into writing the type of dialogue we delivered for Hill Street Blues for Cagney and Lacey goes into writing the dialogue I write with the books. I mean, the mediums are different, and you have to recognize that. But the level of effort and the level of nuance remains the same. You know, it's I believe lessons that I learned during my television days that frankly have led to the success I've enjoyed as a novelist.
With someone like Stephen Bochco, who created Hill Street and L.A. Law, does he have the idea in general and leaves the specifics like character development up to the writers?
Oh, no. Hill Street Blues was created by Stephen Bochco and Michael Kozel, and those guys imagined the whole canvas of the show. I mean, the dialogue, the characters, the characterizations, they created it. Then as writing staff was added, people like Anthony Yurkovich, who I consider a brilliant television writer, and the other writers who were on staff, and eventually me, everyone sits in a room, everyone talks over every episode as a group, and then the actors have a huge input, of course, because the actors are playing these things every day, and you're constantly getting the actors' inputs as you go over scenes with them. It ends up being an evolution with many, many authors, but the original paradigm for it was created by Bochco, and you know, his influence was singular.
You've said that you're more suited to writing novels disposition-wise than TV. How so?
Well, as much as I loved my TV years, and I did, and as much as I learned from working with people like Bochco and the other talented people I worked with, television is a collaborative medium. And books are not. I mean, books, the book is my own Disneyland, and I'm Walt Disney. When I reached a point in my television career where, as much as I was enjoying it, I wanted to tell my own stories in my way and express myself, and express fully myself. And that's what I did. I get asked a lot these days, would you go back to TV? Would you write for your favorite shows and all of those? And the answer is no, because I'm having too much fun doing this. Writing novels, it's the book that you read is a collaboration of exactly two people. Me, I'm the guy who typed the words and put them on a page, and then you, the reader. I firmly believe that. If for all the readers I have, each of those readers has his or her own view of Elvis Cole and Joe Pike that we, just the two of us, create. And it is a collaboration of two, and it's appropriate collaboration. That, to me, is so much more interesting and so much more gratifying than working in TV or film that I could never go back.
All right. The book is A Dangerous Man, the latest Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel from Robert Crace. It's available now wherever your fine books are sold from the good folks at Putnam. And it's a great way to just take a trip mentally to Los Angeles and completely immerse yourself and enjoy this thing. Robert, fantastic offering once again. Thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Brian, thanks so much. Glad you liked it.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. It's a night.